A national study is taking on glioblastoma, a highly invasive and almost always deadly brain tumor.
It's a very aggressive tumor, and it's also been stubborn for breakthroughs for pretty much the last 3 or 4 decades.
That's Dr. Michael Behrens of TGen, a contributor of the study. He says the hope is to uncover the molecular source of tumor growth through genetic sequencing and combat its growth with FDA-approved drugs.
Let's not just understand the disease, but link the genetic changes to ways to intervene with currently available drugs in combinations.
Co-lead author Dr. Sarah Byron of TGen says comparing the tumor's genetic sequence to the patient's healthy tissue may uncover key differences.
Look deeply at the genome of the individual patient in their tumor and compare that to the person's normal sequence to figure out what's different in the tumor and use that information to identify and make recommendations for therapy.
In clinical trials at UC San Francisco, biopsies were performed on patients during surgery. Then, genome profiling done on each patient led to a prescribed individual selection of drugs to best target inoperable parts of the tumor. But mutations can occur at different stages of tumor growth.
The approach we're taking is to identify those changes, then target multiple changes, so identify the best combination of drugs that we think may be effective against the specific alterations that were detected in that individual patient sample.
The research is funded by a Scottsdale-based foundation that focuses on brain cancer research. Andrew Bernier, KJZZ News.